We are here this morning to talk to you guys about another space, another arena of the mind. It's early. It's definitely early here. And, you know, it's definitely important to cultivate a space where you can mentally feel comfortable. And you can take yourself to anywhere that you want to go. Today we'll be taking you to a coffee house.
Yes.
Coffee house. If you want to describe that, Sophie, please.
Yes. So today's theme, as Aya so graciously mentioned, is a coffee house. Now just imagine a dimly lit corner property in a very nice, beautiful, walkable community. Not necessarily a city,
but a community.
Yes, the distinction. And just imagine the vibes once you're in there. You can smell coffee, but not in the super like strong sense where you get a headache. But yes, so you're in our coffee house. We serve cosmic chais.
Oh, of course we do.
That's iced chai latte with vanilla cold foam powder, cinnamon sprinkle on top of it.
Around the outsides of it.
Yes, we have chocolate chais.
Ah.
But that's enough. We're not going to give away the menu now, because then you're never going to want to come when it finally comes to fruition.
Not too much, yeah.
So yeah, just stay tuned. Stay for a while at our coffee house. Get a bite. Do some work.
Grab a scone.
Send it on, send it right back. Yeah.
demanding. You want none. Yes, so do you like Jeopardy?
I do like Jeopardy. Why do you ask?
Just because I love Jeopardy. My favorite days in school were the days when you had a test and the review session.
Was a Jeopardy game?
Yes. Mm. Now, of course, here we are in higher education, so those days are
no more.
And I've been missing them. So now I just have to watch normal Jeopardy. But I'm also really good at Jeopardy.
Okay.
Sometimes I play Jeopardy with my dad, and I have a lot of knowledge just randomly accumulated. And if I don't know the answer to the... I'm just flexing. Okay.
I have a lot of knowledge. It was a crazy statement, but I know where you were going.
It's not inaccurate.
It comes from a place of truth. Okay.
So what makes me so talented at Jeopardy, as I humbly have stated, is because even if I don't know the answer to the question, I know some piece of information that can help me infer and conclude an answer, which is very vital.
Right, so you know how to get there. You know the
steps. I think there's a life lesson in that. You may not know the answer to everything, but you can use what you know the answer to
Get you one step closer. And that is the essence of coffee.
Yeah.
I like that. I was never good at Jeopardy.
Come back, baby.
But maybe that was the problem, is I wasn't thinking about it. She's riffing now. Okay.
But I'm very intently listening. This is our coffee house. These are the conversations you have at a coffee house.
Yes.
You sit down with someone and strike up conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's something a lot of people in this generation struggle with.
Right.
Sometimes
included.
I even struggle with
included.
That.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That struggle only comes from... I'm
fear,
not gonna lie.
Maybe? Is it a fear of?
Yes, it is a fear. That's why I say stuff like, "You ever been to a mall before?"
That's a separate story for another
day.
Do
you like Jeopardy?
That's a.
It all starts with a genuine question, and the question itself can be relatively silly or something, or just a comment, a de-arming comment.
Yeah.
You know, like yesterday, I have a backpack, obviously. I'm a student, so I have to have one
She's
of those.
Got one of those, yeah. She's
and on my backpack, I have this like kind of big S charm. Kind of juvenile, but I really like it.
Yeah.
Makes my backpack stand out.
It does.
And someone pointed that out, and was like, not to be a magician, but the S stands for Sophia. And I giggled, and it was funny.
That's a good
we conversed
one.
A little while.
And
because
it breaks the wall, it breaks the ice.
Exactly.
I think that we all naturally, and we see this in each other, you know, are naturally very serious, we have this guard, this shield included. So I think something simple as that can definitely break it down. Or at least penetrate it a little bit, you know?
Yes. And
you still
need
the wall for some instances.
You don't have to, like,
you do
break down the Great Wall of China with your statement.
No.
This is a motivational podcast. But no, just like,
small.
Just be normal.
Yeah.
And it's okay if it's a little bit awkward. It doesn't need to be perfect.
It's okay.
Like, it's okay.
Soak in it.
Like, awkward really isn't real or a thing if you think about it. It's not awkward to say, "Hey, how are you?"
Well,
not like that. What's up?
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after a while, you know, I think I'm at the point where that stuff is just customary. And I almost kind of do it too often, too frequently.
So
let's talk about a little bit about moderation. But you should never be moderate when you come to our coffee house. Yes, tying it in.
Yes.
So,
another
question.
Oh, please.
Which drink would be your drink, would be named after you at the coffee house?
Yeah.
I got the Cosmic Chai.
You took the Cosmic Chai.
I did.
I might go, and I think you know this one, with the caramel macchiato. Let me tell you guys.
Oh, of course.
Let me tell you guys.
You got
why.
The nice instrumental going on in the background.
Please. Yes. So the caramel macchiato, it's a drink that has layers. It's a drink that has depth. It's a drink that has viscosity.
Look that up on Merriam.
Oh please. You can mix the caramel macchiato. You can sip on it. It'll last you all day. It'll almost surely last you all day. Oh, it surely does. Because it gives you this burst of energy that you just, it's unlike anything else. But it's a slow build. By about you drinking about
Ooh, I'm more of a, not a tenor, definitely not a soprano.
Are you?
What do you think? You think
tenor?
I'm
tenor? Maybe tenor. Is that lower?
Adjacent. Yes.
Right, so she's going for bass. It's like bass tenor. I think you would be. You play the tenor in our duets usually.
Thank you. Yeah. Gotta get it how you live. Yeah. But yeah, if I had a drink named after me, the Sophia, I'm not gonna lie, it wouldn't be a cosmic chai.
Because I don't know if that's fully you. Love it, but I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's
it's
you.
Not me. The cosmic chai, literally just a chai with maybe some cinnamon in it. That's all I need.
It's never gonna fail you. You're
no,
gonna get
super.
Sick of it.
And I don't want the one that's like, but the color is very important. I'm looking at an old newspaper now, and the chai would be that color.
Oh.
Color of an old newspaper. Sometimes the chais from Dunkin', I'm not gonna lie, looks like Jesse Williams or Sean King.
How does Sean King make an appearance in every episode? yes.
And I don't like my chai looking like that.
Oh no, please.
Duncan, and I'm just gonna leave it at
that.
The
Massachusetts. Yeah, well, no, we're not gonna go any further.
Yeah,
right, we won't go any further.
Thank you.
Wonder, wonder, wonder. Shouldn't I realize? Shouldn't I? heart is stone and the love is tall. Ain't got no name, ain't got no fancy education, but I can see right through a powdered face on a painted fool. Let me slip through.
Let me slip through.
Why you tryna hold me back?
Hey.
I'm just tryna move up front, little more this, little less of that. Watch the ankles break. Whoa, whoa. I know you wish I would fade away, but I got more to say. Lord, they pray.
Welcome to the coffee house. Hi, how can I help you? Do you want the apple maple chicken season box?
Sorry, she'll have the cosmic chat.
Yes, of course. Listen to the breakdown on this. Just imagine this. You're in your favorite little coffee shop.
The corner of your favorite coffee shop.
Yes, corner property. Mm. And a nice, beautiful, diverse community.
Rich.
This song is playing in the background. You're tapping your foot as you write a paper
or
something.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an upstairs as well.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get too deep into the upstairs pipeline because then I'm revealing my business plan.
Right.
And I cannot do that for free.
Keep that under wraps.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. Gotta work for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to write this down. I don't want to tell you how I feel right now. I don't want to take no time to write this down. I don't want to tell you how I feel right now. Hey, tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not promised. Tomorrow may never show up for you and me. This life is not promised. Trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. Put my heart and soul into the song.
Yes, yes.
I hope you feel me from where I am to wherever you are. I mean that sincerely. Tomorrow may never come for you and me. Life is not promised. Tomorrow may never appear. You better hold this very moment very close to you.
Right now.
Very close to you.
Right now.
So close to you.
Right now.
Shine your light on the world. get discouraged. I look around and things are so weak, people are so weak. Sometimes I feel like crying. Sometimes my heart gets heavy. Sometimes I just wanna leave and fly away. Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. Passion takes over me. Feel like a man going insane, losing my brain, trying to maintain one thing. Hey, 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 hey. Put my heart and soul into this y'all. I hope you feel me where I am, to wherever you are. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered. Sometimes I just want a quiet life. Me and my baby, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't want to get into no ball. Sometimes I don't want to be a soldier. Sometimes I just want to be a man. But homie said, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My abbey said, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. I'm on black people. My dream was said, shine your light on the world.
Excuse my intentions, keep your feelings intact. Don't wanna hurt no one.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitken Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville/Metro campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery. It is that simple. Or you can also call 617-627-3518.
one day I'm gonna understand. Zaya. My belly overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man-child would be born. Oh, this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Surely come, see life for you, my prince, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through unto life to be a beautiful reflection of his grace. See, I know that a gift so great is only one God could create. And I'm reminded every time I see your face that the
black man right here. Tell what his eye. cause that's in my bedroom. When the sun sets in my bedroom, it feels like I'm inside a flower. I got a red room, it is a red eye. When the sun sets in my bedroom, it feels like I'm inside a flower. It feels like I'm inside my eyelids, and I don't wanna be.
It feels like a moon inside a flower.